And we're here with Audrey Berman and Laura Engelman to hear about a farm food rescue program called Long Table Harvest. So I'm eager to hear what this is all about. And it's very new, I assume. So yes. That's the voice of Audrey.
Hello.
So what are you doing? What is it all about?
So yes, we are a farm food rescue program or a gleaning program. So we harvest produce from local farms that's either surplus or unmarketable produce that they can't sell. And we redistribute that produce to low-income residents in our community throughout Columbia County.
So you're actually, when you say harvest, you're actually going into the field and picking this stuff. You're not just picking it up from the, or do some farms actually have it already picked for you? Or
we're doing both. Okay. We'll be harvesting with volunteers as well as picking up.
So it's not just the two of you out there picking tomatoes before they...
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Does this mean you're no longer with Letterbox, Audrey?
No, not this season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll miss you on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, I'll miss you too. Your shining face.
Yeah. Yeah, showing up at like 2 minutes to 12 before they close.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So gleaning means you're going and taking the last of what's left, but is still edible.
Exactly.
And your project is to get a truck together, right? Is that what you're up to?
Yeah, we're in the middle of an Indiegogo campaign.
Indiegogo campaign. Yeah. There you go. How do the people find it? What's it called?
Well, they can go to our website, which is longtableharvest.org, and it's on the homepage, all that information to donate.
So the only money you're raising is for the truck, and then everything else is volunteer? Or...
Well, we've applied for grants as well, but we are raising money specifically through the Indiegogo for the vehicle, fuel for the year, insurance, things like that, as well as liability insurance for our volunteers.
Do you have storage space anywhere? Or you do?
Yeah, we've got 6 coolers in the county.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's
donate
crucial.
It.
No, because I was involved with a local food pantry and had no storage, so it was like if you didn't give it that day, it was done.
Yeah.
And it was very hard to get this kind of thing. We could only get... You know, dry goods.
Right. Yeah.
You know, pretty much.
We've received a lot of in-kind support, which has
Excellent.
Been really helpful.
Excellent.
And really great to get started.
And how are you going to identify people that you're going to give it to? I mean, how are you going to do that process?
Yeah. So we've linked up with pretty much all the food pantries in the county at this point. And then we've also connected to nonprofits and community organizations who are already working with low-income residents. So we don't have to duplicate effort. We're connecting to people who already have the relationships, have the trust. And a lot of them are in Hudson. So the Hudson Senior Center, which is starting up this year.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Henry, who's spearheading
that. Let me tell you, a lot of soft food for there.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I used to work. I know this because when I worked for a while at the Salvation Army soup kitchen, they call it, I guess. And whenever we would get fresh produce, salad greens, for example, you know, you'd try to serve a salad to someone and they would turn you down. They'd say, I can't chew it.
It's all about the dressing. That helps to break it down. Yeah, the vinegar,
it's all about
the acid.
Aha.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. I wish I'd known that.
Yeah, that hard iceberg lettuce, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's like, ugh.
Well, this will be good local salad fixin', so we won't have any hard iceberg lettuce.
So does much get left in the fields otherwise? I mean, it just gets wasted in a sense?
Yeah, I mean, we don't like to use the word waste because it does go back into the soil and it does provide nutrients. But it is edible produce and it is available. It just requires the labor to get it out of the field. So
this will be all... produce that has a shelf life. In other words, will you have other things, or that? I mean, there'll be no grain products or anything like that, or
not to start. Now we're focusing on fresh fruits and vegetables.
And I guess the pantries you're going to deal with will have some of that stuff available as well. I mean, you're not just you'll come in and they'll combine you with what they already have, I suppose.
Right. Absolutely. We'll be combining efforts. So pantries receive dry goods from governmental programs as well as community contributions. Mm,
government cheese. Love it.
So we are hoping to supplement that with the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Cool.
And there are other, besides food pantries, there are other kinds of organizations, I'm told, in some communities that work, that identify, in smaller communities, that identify people that really need help. And
well, we interviewed those people, remember?
Yes.
The Lineage Farm people who, they raise money to identify 50 families who then
right.
become part of their CSA. And so it's a more, it's an equally ambitious project, but they have to raise a lot of money for, and you know, it's completely funded. They basically get enough money to subsidize 50 CSA members. It's a different model.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're partnered with them in a loose way. We may glean from their farm if they have surplus. But we're
glean.
Working.
I like this verb.
We're working with some similar organizations like Greater Hudson Promise Neighborhood and Perfect 10 After School.
Yeah, get those kids out there to, you know, pick stuff. It's good for them.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to.
Especially the short ones.
No, we need the tall ones for the apple trees.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, we really are working on programming to get the kids out there as well.
And I assume you're being selective about the farms you actually glean from. None of these industrial people around here, are you?
No, absolutely
Bad.
Not.
Are there industrial farmers
sure.
around?
Especially some of the apple orchards.
I mean, yeah, that's actually tricky because most orchards in the area are conventional.
Right.
And we likely will be getting produce from there. But industrial, monoculture, that kind of thing, you know, that doesn't really exist in this area. But there is conventional agriculture. And we will partake because we think fresh fruits are important.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to turn them away.
Yeah, just advise them to wash their apples.
Absolutely. Audrey's been farming in this area for three seasons.
Yes,
so she had pretty significant connections to the farmers before starting this program. So that was really big help to get all of these farms on board. So we've received great support from those farmers around here.
And what's your background in this stuff?
Well, I was working with the Hudson AmeriCorps program.
Oh.
So I was working a lot with the youth in Hudson last year and teaching cooking education. And I work also at the River City Garden down on Front Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been involved in the community in Hudson, more of the community side. And then Audrey was involved more in the farming side. So we kind of teamed up.
I got the regulation shoes, see? To go farming with you.
Me too.
me three.
I'm hiding my feet.
Well, you could still come out and farm with us.
Thanks.
We'd love to have you, Ellen.
Do you ever run across, or do farmers tend to put aside ugly vegetables, like ones that aren't the right shape, or come out like little orphan kind of
sometimes
veggies?
If farmers are operating at a larger scale, they do separate and grade their produce, so we have the opportunity to get those seconds.
And how far a distance? You're just going to stay in Columbia County?
Yeah, we're focusing on Columbia County for this year.
Yeah. Save on gas that way.
Yeah, definitely. And it's small enough, too, where, you know, it really makes a lot of sense economically. We can do one route, and I think in about 80 miles, we can hit, I think, at least 10 farms that we're working with in a loop.
Mm-hmm. And then distributing, how many places do you think you'll be hitting at a time, you know?
We will work out the schedule so that hopefully we're not driving all over the county to distribute, but we have about 13 partners that we're working with, both food pantries and nonprofits around the county. So,
well, I guess the big thing is that you do have the cold space in which to do your pre-sorting and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it makes it a lot easier than other stuff we've seen in around here that's kind of less organized.
Yeah, we're trying to have a quick turnaround so that we can glean and distribute in the same day. But if that, for some reason, can't happen, we luckily have cold storage so that we can keep it fresh and distribute it hopefully the next day.
Keeping it fresh, Ellen.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
It sounds like a wonderful program, I have to say.
It is.
Thank you.
Long Table, what's it called again?
Long Table Harvest.
Harvest.org.
And the table stretches throughout Columbia County.
It does.
Oh, Ellen, that was so beautifully put.
We've raised over $7,000 so far,
wow.
So we are almost halfway to our goal, but we would love donations.
Sounds like a used truck you're looking at.
Used truck. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If we're doing a truck plus fuel plus everything else. So we are getting there, but we could always use more donations and just talk about the program. So longtableharvest.org, and there's a link to the program, to the campaign.
Do you see, I mean, do you think 13 farms is kind of your limit for what you'll be able to do at this point? Or?
I think, so we're up to 16. I would love to have 20 or more, just to ensure that we have enough to supply all our distribution sites throughout the season. But it's definitely, you know, a pilot season, and we'll learn a lot as we go.
And I think you may have said this already, but how many distribution sites are you looking at?
13 distribution sites.
Oh, that was the number 13.
Yeah, that was the, so it's about 16 farms and 13 distribution sites.
Excellent.
Explain what you mean by gleaning. There may be people who don't know that word.
Yeah,
among our lings, our listeners.
Sure. It's a fairly simple idea, but it's just really picking up surplus or leftover produce from the fields. And people have done that for centuries.
Yep.
So not a new idea, but we're hoping to introduce it into our county in a way that can really have long-term sustainability and support people who need it.
Great.
It's a great idea. I give it my seal of approval, Ellen.
Me too.
Okay, they'll put that on their website. It's got the seal of approval from the Thursday afternoon show.
We need the stamp, and we'll figure out how to get it up there.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for coming in and letting us know about this program, and we hope everybody thinks about contributing.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.